The Catholic Church recently pulled back on its longstanding opposition to provisions of the Child Victims Act. It would end the statute of limitations for survivors to bring suits against their abusers. But church leaders said the measure as written might shield public schools and other institutions like hospitals because it did not change a law that says anyone filing suit against a public entity must file a notice of claim 90 days after the incident. Senate sponsor Brad Hoylman says he believes the measure supersedes that rule and would treat private and public institutions equally. But he says he and the assembly sponsor, Linda Rosenthal, are adding clarifying language to the bill to end any doubts.
And do everything we can to make it explicit as possible that the bill is even-handed in its application to both public and private institutions.
The Catholic Church has now dropped its opposition to the measure. Hoylman says the bill not only allows victims to sue their alleged abusers, it may also potentially prevent future victims.
There's a very important public safety component to the Child Victims Act that, through the rules of evidence and normal discovery, helps point out the fact that some predators may still be working in schools or have contact with children because they've never been identified as such.
The bill is set to be voted on later Monday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.